Let the whole church say amen. God is good. God is good. And all the time, God is good. I need you to help me out with this message this morning because my voice is still not right. But I'm going to do my best. This morning, we're going to speak from a subject called, Will This Be the Year? Let us go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, our God and our Heavenly Father, we are so blessed once again to see the first Sunday of a new year. That means we made it. You brought us through from the last one into this new one. We're thankful, O God, for all your blessings received by us. We're thankful for food, shelter, clothing, and so much more. Everything, Lord, because this text, scripture text says, with the Lord, nothing is impossible. In other words, all things are possible with you, Lord. We just thank you this morning for the church here at Stony Island, and we pray for its well-being, its, the health of the church, the health of its members, and the health and blessings that you send to us. We're thankful for them. We come on behalf of the sick this morning. We ask that you bless the sick and give them the strength and the power to carry on, O Lord. We're praying for those who have lost loved ones recently. We just pray and ask you to be merciful and graceful unto them. Give them the strength to carry on as well. Father, we're praying for the parents this morning who are raising their children, that they might raise them up in the admonition of the Lord. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for all the evilness in this world, that you would step in and save us from some of this evilness. Father, even the church is no longer exempt. For we saw an example last week down in Texas. We just pray, O Lord, and thank you for not being any worse than the matter was. We thank you, Father, and we pray and ask you to strengthen all of us now. Strengthen our politicians, our government leaders, and all those who make rules and regulations for us to live by. I thank you, O Lord, and ask you to be with us now as we move on into the next portion of these services. Watch over and keep us now, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. We're at the start of another year. What and where shall we go, and what and where should we do? We close the old year out. We are starting now with the new, starting out the new year with some of the same things as the last year. People are being evil to one another. We're still running things as before, and even the people of God are not immune from this, from these bad things happening. But we do understand that we're in a better position with God than without Him. This should give us a little reason to look up to Jesus if He has given us the abilities and the blessings to get from 19 to 20. 2019 to 2020, you should be able to give something back to Him, like a thank you, Lord. Or when you sit down to eat, praise Him for what the food you have in front of you. You may not be eating filet mignon, but thank God for the spam you have on your plate anyhow. Let this new year be the start of something new for us. Remember, the church had a beginning too in Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. I think this ought to be the year we ought to come together and be as one, be in one accord and treating the church as it is one. Start the new year off with new beginnings. Come to church. Make this the year you get to know Jesus Christ, the year you confess Christ and dedicate your life either all over again or for the first time, you need to come. Christ himself warning us with his word how well he knows us in Revelation chapter 2, verse number 4 and 5. He spoke of leaving that first love. He tells us to remember from whence we came, to repent and do the first works that is telling us who have left the Lord, it is time to come back. Let this be the year to come home. Let this be the year to come back if you've never been here before. We should come to church not just the first Sunday of the new year, but every Sunday for the rest of the year. Make this the year, instead of looking back, you start to look up. Hebrews 12 and 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Church, now he endured the cross for us. Christ did not have to endure the cross, but he did. Why can't we endure a little for him that may get us to heaven one day? This may be the year our prayers are answered. What if this is the year that all of our prayers are answered? What if this is the year that the church fills up and not just a few chosen people to come out, but let all chosen people come out? This may be the year when prayers for whatever you've been asking for may be answered. In Acts chapter 4, and when they had prayed, the place that they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking the word of God. You may have been asking God to get your spouse to come to God. It could happen this year. Maybe you have been praying and asking God to restore your health, your marriage, or maybe to help you to get a better grip on your financial situation, or better health. Whatever you have been asking God to do, this may be the year those prayers get answered. But if you're not in the right place to receive him, you might not get your answer. Don't give up, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. What may be insurmountable for us to get done by ourselves, it would be so easy for God. He spoke and created this world. He took some dust and formed man in the book of Genesis and breathed life into his nostrils. Don't tell me that God can't do the impossible for us. One's life can be changed when they come to God. No matter what one is guilty of, God can fix it and make everything all right. In 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. On the other hand, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So next time you hear somebody say, well, I don't never sin. I ain't never sinned in my life. Well, they just did. What if this is the year the church grows? I mean, what if the church gains more favor in the hearts of men everywhere? What if the numbers increase here at Stony Island? What if the church gets full up? All of us need to be a part of a growth movement. When we're not here, you might miss it. So we need you all to be here every Sunday. We need you to tell somebody about the God that you know and the God that you serve. We all need to get off of Facebook and get our face in the book, the Bible. If you receive the Bible as a present, would you know what to do with it? We just came off the holiday season. And I'm not asking you whether you celebrate it or not. That's unimportant. But what's important is if you got a Bible for a present, do you know what to do with it? Well, the Bible can teach us where we came from as well as where we're going. It can teach us the one person who cared enough to give his own life on the cross for us. It tells us how important it is that we study it to show ourselves approved in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. It tells us that we must be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. No one has to feel that they've been so bad that God won't accept them. Nothing is impossible with God. In other words, all things are possible. Is this the year you return, or is this the year you first come to Christ? Start the new year out right. Start it off right. Start by coming to church every Sunday. When you miss church, your seat is empty and I miss you. And you need to be right here with me so that we can hold hands together and serve in spirit and in truth the God that we serve. Will this be the year the one you said last year would be better for you? The one you said, I'm going to do better next year? I know I've been slacking off this year, but is this the year that you'll do better? If it is, if you promised last year to do better next year, well, next year is here right now. For many today are members of the body of Christ. If we were soldiers in our country's service, we would be AWOL, many of us. Well, church, we are soldiers. We are on the battlefield against Satan and his army, and we need to stand with the Lord, put on the whole armor of God so that we are prepared and delivered and declared ready for the daily battle against the wiles of the devil. We have a God who can do anything and all things. In our text, he says, with the Lord, nothing is impossible. All things are possible. You name it, God can do it. You claim it, God can give it. And under his power, he took a virgin lady and had her to birth the master of our world and our universe, Jesus Christ. Now, I didn't plan to be too long this morning because my voice is not going to continue on, but I just want you to know that you can come back to God if you've left him. You can come back, or you can come for the first time if you've never been before. The Bible tells us how we can come to Christ. That's why I say if you got one, you ought to know what to do with it. You start by reading it. The Bible tells us by hearing the word according to Romans 10 and 17, by believing in Christ Jesus according to Mark 16 and 16, by repenting of our sins according to Luke 13 and 3, by confessing Christ according to Romans 10 and 10, and then by being buried with him in the watery grave of baptism. Now, if my voice would allow me, I would keep on, but it's not going to allow me. I can feel it being strained now. So I'm asking you today, if you've never been to the Lord, you come to him today. For tomorrow is not promised to us. I've heard so many stories of so many people who say, I'll wait until tomorrow. And then they don't make it till tomorrow. Now, I'm not declaring that on anyone today because I don't have that power. But what I'm simply saying is, if there's no promise of tomorrow, how can you put it off until tomorrow? How can you say, I'll wait until tomorrow? when this may be your last day in the land of the living. You know, living is a privilege given to us by God. It's not of your choosing, because you don't have that opportunity to present unto each other another day. I ask you this morning, is this the year you come home? Is this the year you come back home? God has been good to us. He brought us from last year unto this year. He gave you food, clothing, and shelter. Now, how many of you are privileged enough to know the Lord? Not by a show of hands, but simply enough, privileged enough to be a part of the living. If you're living, if you're here today, that means you're living. If you're not here, I don't know what to say. All I can say is that the pews are not full like they once were. The auditorium is not as full as it once was. But God has given you a choice to make. Which one do you choose, heaven or hell? It's up to you. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Now, that shouldn't be just an empty saying for us. That is a true saying. Because do you remember when Christ was on the cross? What he suffered on that cross for us? Most people don't like the sight of blood. But Christ suffered and shed his blood that we may have an opportunity to be in his church. Once you make your decision to come today as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.
368.